Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 18, 35 to 43. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 18, verse 35 to 43. As Jesus was coming near Jericho, there was a blind man sitting by the road begging. When he heard the crowd passing by, he asked, "What is this?" "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by," they told him. He cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, take pity on me." The people in front scolded at him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted even more loudly, "Son of David, take pity on me." So Jesus stopped and ordered the blind man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Sir," he answered, "I want to see again." Jesus said to him, "Then see, your faith has made you well." At once he was able to see, and he followed Jesus, giving thanks to God. When the crowd saw it, they all praised God. My theme for reflection is when mercy makes you loud. When mercy makes you loud. I was once on a video call where everyone spoke at once. Voices overlapping, Wi-Fi lagging, and background noise competing for attention. By the end, no one really heard anyone. Noise has a way of drowning out what matters most. But in Luke 18, 35 to 43, one voice somehow pierces through the chaos. A blind beggar crying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." It is not polished. It is not quiet. But it is true. The problem is twofold. First, the man cannot see. Second, and more dangerous, the crowd cannot hear what mercy sounds like. They rebuke him. "Hush. Respect the procession. Don't make a scene." We know that instinct. Keep religion tidy. Keep need discreet. Keep Jesus passing by unbothered. But this man senses what the disciples are still missing just a few verses earlier. The Messiah is near, and mercy is the moment. Watch how God resolves both problems. Jesus stops. The universe keeps spinning, but the Lord of it halts for one human cry. He commands the man to be brought to him, then asks the question that has healed countless hidden places. "What do you want me to do for you?" No vague spirituality here. No performance. "Lord, I want to see." And with a word, visibility floods a world that was only sound. Sight is given, praise erupts, and beautifully the healed man follows Jesus. He doesn't just receive a miracle, he joins a road. What does this mean for us? Faith is not a volume knob for miracles. It is a hand stretched toward the right person. As Timothy Keller put it, "It is not the strength of your faith, but the object of your faith that actually saves you." The beggar's faith is loud because his object is sure. He names Jesus rightly, "Son of David," asks humbly, "Have mercy," and answers honestly, "I want to see." The crowd's etiquette tries to keep grace at arm's length. Jesus brings need within reach. Mercy is not a theory. It is a person who stops, asks, and gives. So bring him your clarity-stuffed places, the decision you can't untangle, the grief you cannot name, and the sin you cannot shake. Pray a beggar's prayer, direct, raw, and repeated if needed. Notice too what mercy produces, praise and discipleship. The man does not return to his old corner. He walks a new way. If mercy finds us silent and stationary, we may have confused relief with redemption. Jesus restores us to join his procession, sighted and singing, so others can see the God who hears. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I let the crowd silence my cry for mercy, respectability, fear, or self-sufficiency? Number two, if Jesus asked me today, what do you want me to do for you? What clear, honest request would I bring? And now our practical exercise. Take 10 minutes of uninterrupted quiet. Name to Jesus one precise need. Lord, I want to see that in this. And then, like the healed man, act on faith by a small step of obedience that follows. Send the apology. Schedule the counseling. Open the Bible to tomorrow's passage. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Stop for our cries, cut through our noise, and ask us again what we truly desire. Give sight to our clouded minds, courage to our silenced hearts, and songs to our weary lips. Make our praise public, our following faithful, and our lives a sign that you still hear and heal. Keep us from missing you as you pass by. Teach us to call, to receive, and to walk with you. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.